Hare Krishna. A short report on the Vajramanima. Yesterday we had a conference, and after that I still met with the map book team. There was a whole production team, part of which is the devotees doing the maps of New Vajradham, and that will also include some maps of Bhoma Vrindavan. And a good deal of our conversation was started to focus on the Hungarian production of Navabraja Mahima and how that was starting to go forward and the plans for it, because the proofreading is coming to the completed stage of all the books. The map book itself, a good part of it is already being proofread. I have to go over it. I'm receiving it soon, so I'll be going over that. And interest for the books is it's surprising. I didn't expect that so soon after we published the books, I'd be reminding devotees that unless they purchase them now, they're going to run out, or the opportunity is no longer going to be there. Navabraja Mahima is going to be sold out in English. And I don't envisage that they're going to be making any plans for printing again in English anytime soon. As I said, our concentration is printing in Hungarian. And in the meantime, I'm here also working on Damodar Lila book. More or less I've sort of prepared the outline and the framework, the planning for it, and either today or tomorrow I'm going to start writing an introduction, and that will be again Krishna Vrindavan series, and I expect to finish that this year, and so probably that will be in print by next year sometime. And our first volume of the Hungarian book will be available also at the end of this year. And so just a word of warning to those who are so inclined, if you want a copy of Navabraja Mahima, then put in your order as soon as possible, because they're running out, and at a certain point we may not have any. Just like Venu Gita, we ran out of print once, when we did, devotees were asking for years and years. We printed it again. We ran out again. And now, of course, we have the third printing. But that was a long time ago. I was just looking actually at, looking in my, going over the research for this book, because I'd done all the translation had been done, not I'd done it. Actually, I was fortunate enough that Gopi Pranadan Prabhu had translated all the commentaries for me. We did it verbally, and then that was transcribed, and I have all that in good condition. And that was 1999. So it's been 14 years that this book's been sitting and waiting. And it's always been on the back of my mind, because I have quite a strong well, should I say order, or to print, to write it and print it anyway, but later about that. So that's going to be the next English book, and therefore, if you want a copy of Raja Mahima, and want to read about Radha Shyam, their abode, their pastimes, then please put in your order. And that's it for today. I'm just dressing Radha Damodar. We got this kind of really special flowers. I don't know what their name are, but they're very, very long and soft. By long, I mean they're like a foot long. And just as round as my little finger, and fuzzy, and decorated the altar with them. Can I put up a picture of them? I may try, but it's real torture getting up the internet over here. That's why I sort of kept podcasts also to a minimum, and haven't only sent one copy of our evening bhajans that we have. We've sort of nestled away, and it's a little difficult to get any kind of decent reception, or to keep whatever reception that we have going. But those flowers are red, and so now they're dressed in their red clothes, and that's all that I have to say for today. Hare Krishna.